The government saying live music venues back to 100%. The music industry saying that's not quite the case. They're coming together, the music industry across the state, to launch the Play Fair campaign.
John Collins is the venue director of the Fortitude Music Hall and the Triffid here around Brisbane. JC, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Yeah, pretty well, thanks. What's the Play Fair campaign?
Yeah, the Play Fair campaign is based on what the music industry sees the contradictions in and around capacities with music stadiums and music venues. While you can go and have 50,000 people at the Suncorp Stadium, a place like the Fortitude Music Hall is only still operating at 1,100 people, as opposed to our 3,300 capacity.
So, and this is it. So, in the statement from the government yesterday, they were talking about ticketed venues going back to 100% capacity. You're saying that's not quite the case for a venue like yours.
Yes, for a venue like ours, we are a GA standing venue with 3,300 capacity.
Yep.
Our seated capacity is 1,100. Look, we don't even own chairs. We have to hire chairs in. That's how, we don't make, there's no revenue to be made at 1,100 people when we built a venue for 3,300. So when they're saying, back to full capacity, it's actually not true. We're restricted by the one person, 2 square metre rule. And that's the same across Queensland with all the other venues.
And why do you think you should be able to get back to that 3,000 plus inside the Fortitude?
Well, look, we're not even really talking about to get 3,000 plus. We're talking about getting to a level that's sustainable, because at the moment, the 30% is not sustainable for our industry. The venues, I was talking to one of the venue operators the other day, they couldn't afford stock last week. These venues are going to be gone in 6 months. That's the reality with these conditions. So what we're saying, can we at least have a conversation with the state government about what is the capacities that we can get to of our normal GA capacity so we can survive the pandemic? That's the reality.
And with this Play Fair campaign, you're looking for support. How does it work?
Yeah, you can just go on to playfairchange.org and sign the petition. We're also getting lots of notables, sporting notables, who've played those, who've run on that turf at Suncorp Stadium to support us, to say that, we think this is unfair that 50,000 people could mill around a bar and get on buses and sit next to each other, yet we're still held back. And, it's really a restriction of trade. That's the big thing. That's the big issue. And if we can't get back capacities back, well, then we have to be compensated somehow, because it's like owning a news agency and told you could open 2 days a week and still have to pay full rent and pay same wages. It's just not sustainable, unfortunately.
But what sort of conversations have you had with the Premier up until this point? Because I imagine this has been going on for some time for you, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah. I mean, for the first 3 months, we couldn't trade at all. For the second, for the sort of next 4 months, we were at about 15% capacity. And since December, we've been around 30% capacity. You just got to do the sums on that, and you can see how bad the situation's been for the industry. I have had a chat with, last year I had a Zoom meeting with the Premier with a lot of people. I've had kept in contact with Arts Queensland. I did have a meeting with the Arts Minister last year, and then another meeting with Dr. Young this year. I mean, they've done a great job to keep Queensland safe. I'm not going to criticise anything like that. I just think it's time that we start talking about the commercial realities of what's happening in the venues and come and talk to us about what we can do to survive. That's all we're saying. And play fair.
And
it just doesn't seem right to us.
Have you got an idea? What would you tell them?
I would say we need to go back to a capacity of around your normal capacity and say, can you do 60% or 75% of your capacity with good social distancing, with proper, getting everyone's data, which we already have anyway because we sell tickets, and then maybe temperature checks or just have a conversation. And because I think there's a problem here that they don't understand the music industry, so they just put it in the corner and say that's how we'll deal with it without really communicating with us. So we just really want to have the chat. I mean, we are talking to the Premier's office at the moment about a few things, but, we are at the end of the line. We're so close to collapse. That's the reality. That's what we're trying to say with Play Fair.
John Collins is with you. He's the venue director of the Fortitude Music Hall and the Triffid, the music sector, launching this Play Fair campaign today. In your discussion, say, with the Chief Health Officer or even with Arts Queensland or so on, has there been any indication that it's waiting on the vaccine rollout, and if we get to a certain stage with that means there'll be a bit more confidence to open up venues like yours further?
Yeah, that's a difficult one, because we've had that conversation, but it was like nothing's going to happen until this is over, and that's what we've been told. So we wouldn't mind having, if we get 2 months in the country with no community issues, is that the trigger for us to get to better capacity? At the moment, we're just sitting on the bench, just being, you know, is it every last Australian's been vaccinated before we can start going back to our normal capacities?
Yeah, effectively asking. That hasn't been. Yeah, so you're effectively asking, what's going to be that threshold that we can go back?
Yeah. When can we go back? And if we can't get back, you need to rescue us because you actually are restricting us legally, you know. We think there's compensation to be made here because we're doing the right thing. We've done the right thing last year. Everyone's acted safely, and I think, you know, we've done what we've told. It's just at some stage we need to sit down and have a conversation saying, how do we get this industry out of the hole or we'll collapse?
And now with JobKeeper coming to a close, what's that meant for you and your staff, JC?
Yeah, that's not good at all. I mean, quite honestly, with that week of the lockdown, we had the worst week of trade at the Trifford we've ever had in 7 years. So, by a country mile. So yeah, we're losing money weekly. So we're not trying to make money. We're just trying to break even. That's the point, you know. But every week we lose money now from now on. So we need to find ways to compensate that. That's all.
If nothing happens. What's the valley going to be like in 6 months' time?
Oh, it'll be the venues will be closed.
Yeah, people will be out of work.
Yeah, this whole thing. You know, I've got production companies who are in massive problems. They spend a lot of money on lighting and PAs, and then you've got crews, you've got truck drivers. You know, you've got our bar staff. Managers. It's just everyone is affected here, and the music venues are the lifeline for musicians. That's where they earn the money. That's where the industry gets paid. So to me, we've got to keep the music venues operating for the industry to sustain itself.